Well, Robin, today we're going to do two things. We're going to do an exit interview and an entrance interview. Okay. Joining us, our Agency on Aging director, Lisa Shepherd, and the new director, Carla Diamond. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, that was...
That was almost like the Everly brothers.
We were synchronized.
Maybe the Everly sisters, let's put it that way. Well, it's good to have you both here, and I guess let's begin with Lisa's exit interview. I'm sure you have a few parting shots to leave with us.
I do. I have some things I want to say. Imagine that.
See, and I missed you last month, and I was shocked when I heard. I said, well, at least somebody will have a new home to move into. And John said, no, she's keeping it.
I am. I know. I know there are a lot of disappointed people out there because of that. But I am keeping my house, and my son is staying here, so I will have reasons to come visit the Flathead, which is a good thing.
Okay. But so where are you going?
To Missoula. I'm going to be the CEO of Missoula Aging Services, and so it is an area agency on aging, like this one here, doing very similar things, just doing that in Missoula and Ravalli counties.
So what's the attraction? More restaurants? Well,
Robin, it's the center of the universe, Missoula, Montana.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, it's for me, it's a much bigger agency. And so they get to do all the things that we do here, but also a lot of other things as well. So it's an opportunity for me to do what I do in a bigger place and help more people. And so I'm really excited about that. I'm going to miss the Flathead, though, because it has absolutely been my home. I love it here. I love the people. I have been welcomed with open arms, and I am really going to miss this place and miss everybody in it.
Now, John mentioned your educational background. Are you going to be able to tap into more of your brain power down there? Or?
I'm going to think some big thoughts. That's my plan.
All right.
That's my plan. But I do have some things to leave with you today. I
don't,
they might be big thoughts, but just sort of some parting thoughts, advice. And, you know, I come here a lot and I talk about all things aging, as Carla is going to do to keep the tradition going. But one of the things that we talk about a lot is you ought to plan. And so I want to leave people with that thought. Please plan for your older years. Don't avoid thinking about getting older, because just avoiding it isn't going to make it not happen. And there's some really awesome things to think about and contemplate as you get older. And so you want to plan to mitigate those challenges. So the things about your health and your physical well-being and your finances and doing all your documents and where do you want to live and how do you want to live and all of that. But you also want to plan to embrace those opportunities with some enthusiasm. You know, who do you want to become? What interests do you want to pursue? How do you want to engage with other people? What kind of difference do you want to make in the lives of your family and your friends and your loved ones? And what kind of difference do you want to make in your community? Because if you look around you, that's who our leaders are. It's older adults. They have the time, they have the wisdom, they have the experience. You know, who do you want to be? How can you do that? And then the other thought that I want to leave you with, and this is no matter how old you are, be kind, be empathetic, be patient, and be inclusive. And that's not because that's a benefit to other people. That's because that's a benefit to you. Indirectly, it benefits everybody else, but the person who's going to be better off for it is you. And so in the being kind kind of way, you want to treat other people the way you want to be treated. Golden rule is as important as ever. Listen, be respectful, be helpful, be supportive, smile, speak gently, show gratitude and appreciation. And you want to be empathetic. You want to imagine yourself in someone else's shoes. Try to see the world from their perspective. Be humble. You might be wrong, or there might be other ways to be right, just not your way. You know, extend grace to other people, and they might even extend it to you. And be patient. Let's slow down. You know, slow down. Really listen to each other. Truly see other people and get to know them. Be able to understand what they're going through and help when you can. And finally, be inclusive. And being inclusive really means valuing other people. And that means that you have to not only give of yourself, but you have to let other people give to you. You have to recognize and appreciate what they bring to the table. And so when you're talking about older adults, you know, they don't just need help. That's a myth. They also give so much. They have so much to share. Time, talent, wisdom, history, ideas, problem solving, and then their perspective from having lived for much longer, right? If you've got something that you're going through as a younger person, look around at all those older adults around you, because they have not only gone through it, but multiple times. They've lived a lifetime of lessons. Tap into that, you know? So those are some things I just wanted to leave you guys with, because yeah. I feel like we're kind of short on some of those things right
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
that's really good. What I was going to say is really anticlimactic now. Stop being grumpy.
No, that's great. Don't be grumpy.
But, you know, when you're talking about that, it's true. The young have never been old, but the old were once young. So, you know, the older people are happy to give you an interchange of wisdom or whatever it is we have left.
Yeah. Well, I was always amazed in the years that Lisa's been here. Yeah. And I said that when you first came at... how can somebody as young as you have such an understanding of older people?
And I'm less young now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have more understanding.
And I have more understanding, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, that works. Absolutely.
Which brings us to Carla. So young.
I feel that. I do. And yeah. I sound it, too, especially on the radio.
Well, we can cure that.
Right.
Tell us about you. What brings you to this gig?
Yeah, well... I grew up in Big Fork area, and last year wanted to move back and spend more time with my folks and mm-hmm. give my daughter that chance. I grew up with my grandparents next door and my grandpa riding on his, you know, teetering bike down to get the mail and working in his wood shop and baking with my grandma. And I wanted to tap into that for my daughter as well. And so my background is in communications and church ministry, but when I moved back to the Flathead, I had to be open to anything, and this place at the Agency on Aging came my way, and I just dove in. There was so much to learn that I think will probably be my posture, is to put myself in another's shoes.
Where did you go when you left the Flathead?
I went to school out near Portland at Linfield College, this little small liberal arts school on the way to the coast, and spent several years in Chicago doing some bunch of different degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got some education behind you.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So spending some time with Lisa and seeing where things are with the Agency on Aging, do you have some goals?
I do. Part of my focus in the next, you know, several years will be connected with my passions too, and who I am and what I bring. And one of those is caregiver support and the family caregivers that are in our valley, and what are their needs and how can we continue to adapt to what those are. And I watched my own parents go through that whole journey with my grandmother and care for mm-hmm. her up until that last day. And so it's the heart of what a lot of people do. Also, volunteering. I think there are a lot of people in the valley that want to help other people. And so listening to that and connecting them, that's part of what I bring to any context, is a desire to connect people. In my previous work, did a lot with intergenerational programs and events. And I'd love mm-hmm. to, you know, tap into more of that passion and find a home for that at the Agency on Aging. So those areas are some things I've got my sights set on.
One of the things that Lisa has pointed out to us many, many times is how it's good for all of us if people can stay independent.
Yes.
If they can stay in their home, and how it helps them, it helps the families, it helps taxpayers.
Yes, it does.
And a tremendous amount of money that is saved the taxpaying public if people can stay independent. And that's one of the things the Agency on Aging is able to do.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And your interconnectivity and interconnecting older individuals. It's interesting because so many people, their identity is their work. And so when you retire, all of a sudden there's a void. So that
that's
seems
right.
like a good goal.
And we don't want independence to become isolation.
Yeah.
So somehow fostering independence and then bridging that gap of isolation.
Yeah. We've got mm-hmm. enough of that isolation thing with the COVID-19, which has been going on and on yeah. and on. So that's...
I tell you, the one I hear the most of, people tell me that they love the most, is Meals on Wheels.
That's
the
right.
one. Yeah. That people tell me that, boy, when people come up to their door with the Meals on Wheels, sometimes that's their only contact with the outside.
That's right. Show up with a warm meal, and the Meals on Wheels program is completely reliant on our volunteers and the heart of people wanting to connect with others in the process of providing a necessary service.
What do people have to do to become a part of Meals on Wheels? Let's say, for example, you're living alone and, you know, you're reaching a point where you really would like to have a meal delivered.
Give us a call.
That's easy.
That's easy. Yep.
Wow.
Give us a call. We've got a whole process set up.
As far as volunteers who deliver, do they include older citizens also?
Oh, yes. We have the gamut of ages who volunteer.
So when you talk about interconnectivity, mm-hmm. that's one of the things you might want to volunteer to do.
Absolutely.
Well, Lisa, it has been absolutely a pleasure association with you. We wish you nothing but the very best of success. I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a lot more about you as you tackle your new adventure down in the center of the universe, Missoula, Montana. And Carla, we look forward to a lot of conversations with you.
Me too. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you so much.